Well, it's a safe bet there won't be a whole lot of stroking for the fish going out there today with the conditions we've got. Extreme cold, below freezing temperatures to start off with. Not much above that for the high. A lot of wind hawking down along the coast, creating a small craft advisory. And kayaks are classified definitely as small craft. Our report is brought to you in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Club. And also, No Wake Outfitters. They are your local fly shop specialists. You find them at 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Got some of the latest fishing tackle that's used in the local area. Paddle sports equipment, including the kayaks. They put on some fly tying and fly fishing classes, and I bet you they could help you find the right lure to catch some of those rainbow trout. You can check them out today. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, kind of a sad note. They canceled the Minimalist Challenge at Coco Marina for today, but it's going to be rescheduled, and I think that was a very wise move. How about you?
Yeah, I think it's not going to be any fun for anybody or safety concerns for today. You know, having 100 people launch together and spread out, just not a good idea at all. So wisely rescheduled to March 7th. We should have plenty of time to, you know, hopefully get a little bit of warm weather coming back in. This last stretch of, you know, two weekends in a row has been brutal. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a tough lot, but wisely rescheduled.
Yeah, well, who knows? March 7th, it might be 75 degrees that day, and catch a much better thing. And wise decision for safety is the first concern on that. Well, for somebody that's going to be trying to stay close and stay dry as number one in a kayak, what can you suggest?
You know, right now with the, you know, the wind and the low water, fishing those roadside pits that are along LA1 between Fouchon and Grand Isle would probably be the safest way to go. There's always fish in there. You know, some of those places are, you know, 16, 17, 18 feet deep, and they're within, you know, 50 feet of the road. So you could bring your kayak there. You can cast from the bank, catch a few fish, and as the day warms up, you can get in your kayak and go a little bit further away from the bank. Probably the safest place that I would suggest fishing in a day with high winds and cold water and weather. You know, I've been out there when it's blowing 30 degrees and 20 or it's been blowing 30 miles an hour and 20 degrees when I was a little younger and dumber, and have caught quite a bit of fish. So I know they stack in there because the surrounding marshes drain. There's no water anywhere else. Those fish have to go somewhere. And they usually go into those deep pits, and they kind of stack up on top of each other. And sometimes it's like catching fish in a barrel.
Yeah, and of course you got to slow down your retrieve for sure, because the fish are not as active. And a lot of times it's not a feeding; it's just an instinct thing. And you got to put it on their nose and twitch it just a little bit, and they'll jump on it.
Yes, sir. So I know they've been catching them down there this week. The mornings, for whatever reason, have been better for the trout in those deep pits. You know, there's a little bit more throwbacks than at the beginning of the winter, I guess, because, you know, you fish a community hole and the bigger fish kind of get mined out, if you will, over time. But there's still plenty of fish in there, a little bit smaller average size than at the beginning of the winter. But the afternoon, I think once the wind dies in a couple of days, that's really been the ticket on this cold week we've had this week. The afternoons have been pretty good for the redfish in that same area. So looking forward to when this wind stops and this cold stops and we get a break, even into the, you know, 40s and 50s, I think those redfish will be a little bit more active.
You know, and on the freshwater side, you know, the freshwater catfish and the bass and the sockeye, they tolerate cold water much better, and there may be some good opportunities when that sun gets up to go into some of the state parks and put the kayak in and catch some fish there. We got a lot of them that have pretty good freshwater fishing.
Yeah, that is definitely a way. If you're a saltwater guy, might be the time of year to, you know, change and go fish some crappie and stuff right now, for sure. That is definitely a good idea.
Very good. Well, Brendan, thanks for the report. We appreciate it. Try to stay warm, my friend. And, you know, actually, this will give people more time to do some scouting for that Minimalist Challenge coming up. Of course, you never know what baits they're going to give you. So, you can kind of get an idea. They're going to give you certain types, but I guess that's be the best way to prepare for it, is bring several different types. You know, bring a top water, bring a jig, you know, and some, and maybe a spinner and things like that, and maybe try them out.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually a bunch of paddle tails and stuff, so you know, I would definitely suggest practicing with some plastics. But, you know, I think whatever they give us, it's going to be able to catch some fish, I'm pretty confident in. And hopefully March 7th will be a much better weekend to be out there than today.
I don't see how it could be a whole lot worse. Thanks for the report, Brendan. We appreciate it. And glad you got older and a lot smarter.
Yeah, it takes me a while, but I'm getting there.
All right. We'll see you next time, Brendan. Thank you. All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. All right. We come back after this. I'm going to tell you how you can pick up a $6,000 cash reward for information leading to the killing of a bald eagle. Back with that. And we got this week's bad boy of the outdoors. He, because he didn't know or he didn't care, he was using a caliber illegal to hunt deer. We'll tell you his story, too, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.